Peace and love, everyone. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement. This is your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore. And today is day one of the 21-day spring 2021 fast, which is it's like we're calling this Hello Universe, the Hello Universe fast. So like saying hi to your universe, you know, hi to yourself, like sitting down and being with yourself, looking internal, deep within yourself. You know, this is it's a beautiful time for that as we cleanse ourselves mentally, physically, and or spiritually. The goal for this fast is really, well, pretty much all fasts are like this, but we really want to focus on self-command muscles, which I really appreciate that term. It came from this recent training that I was doing. But really just growing those muscles of saying, hey, I'm not going to do this, or I'm going to do this. Sometimes fasts are about what you're taking away. Sometimes they can be about what are you doing? What are you going to commit to doing for 21 days? It takes 21 days to form a habit, right? So one of the things that I'm doing every day for 21 days is I'm going to get up like before 6 a.m., around 5 o'clock. Now, today is the first day, and I didn't get exactly out of bed at 5, but it is the goal. I want 21 days, so it becomes a habit. Get up, do my Tai Chi or Qigong before I do, you know, PT or, you know, any type of anything else, just being able to get up. And of course, for me, that means also going to bed at 9, no later than like 9:30 or so. What is that thing that you want to make a habit, the 21 days to actually kind of really ingrain this into your operating system in a way? What is it that you would what is your future state that you long to be in? People create vision boards sometimes with these things that they want to manifest, and sometimes those things they want to manifest are in immediate, sometimes they're for the whole year, but they use the fast as a way to charge their mind at the very minimum, right? Their mind in a way that they can just have that intense focus of whatever it is, whether it's hunger pains or isolation, whatever it is, that they can really focus it on bringing in that thing that they are looking for, right? So having that kind of focus is something that some people have, whereas others, it's just more of a cleansing thing, right? You know, it's let me clean my mind, body, and spirit. Let me be absent of things, because it's kind of like, and I think I said this in an episode like a while back, if you listen to it, it's kind of like walking through the world with a fresh pair of white sneakers or white jeans on, or better yet, walking through the a forest with a white chinchilla. It's going to get dirty. That's what happens. And it's not anything bad about it. It's just a part of nature, right? Dust, you know, wind blows depending upon what area. Some areas are more muddy than others. So what are we doing to cleanse that from ourselves, whether it be mentally, whether it be physically, or whether it be spiritually? Because now, you know, some things, you know, you have a self-cleaning oven. You still have to turn it on, right? You ever see the self-cleaning oven? You still have to, like, actually touch the knob and turn it. So that's the thing. Like, many of us, it just may be more of paying attention and focusing on it and not necessarily doing anything grand or great. You see what I'm saying? It's not necessarily I have to hang out with trees and hug trees or do this or do that. Now, for this year, this is the springtime. You know, so for me, I am doing spring cleaning of my digestive system as well. This wintertime, I was able to eat meat, and usually I don't eat meat. I was really all organic because I was healing from an injury and my ligament repair and things of that sort. I needed collagen and bone broth and all that interesting stuff. I had to eat like an animal to grow some of my animal parts. but, you know, when it comes down to me, sometimes in the spring cleaning, it's not that bad. And actually, I've kept my diet pretty decent. You know, still haven't eaten sugar since like November of 2020. So doing pretty decent as far as that. But there are certain things I have added back to my life, like chips or certain processed foods or things like that sort. Well, mostly just chips. And I've eaten like some, although my diet is pretty interesting, although it's like, you know, chickpea crust, pizza crust, it's still processed, right? You know, so it's for me to kind of go back to the first 7 days is the, you know, I'm cutting out the sugar, of course, and, you know, it's cutting out the processed food. If it's not naturally occurring, Carl is not doing it, just so that I can give my system a break in that way. And then when I get into the next 7 days after that, so we had March 1st through, like, you know, 14th or whatever, 15th. When I get into that's what I'm doing now. When I get into that next cycle, it will be all raw. Now that becomes interesting, because it becomes like mostly just salads and nuts and raw things that don't necessarily aren't cooked. So maybe lightly steamed. But with where I am now, when starting this diet off, being, and this is important for you to know in terms of, or not diet, but like fast, starting this fast off in a way that is just very light. Like, I don't have a lot of heaviness in my system because I've been eating pretty clean other than the meat. Once I cut out meat, which I've done today, you know, and then the next 7 days, it's kind of like, okay, what else are you going to cut out? What I cut out at that point is everything that's not naturally occurring, like a, you know, it's like raw. So, you know, so with these two 7 day cycles being very similar, I just kind of give myself some grace, you know. It's like, because the goal is to get to the last 7 days and be ready for a 7 day juice fast. Now, one could just jump into a 21 day juice fast, or one could do, but as you can see, like the transition from continue to eat what you want, but just make it where you only eat once a day, and then cut out sugar and processed foods, and then, you know, cut out foods all in general. So I've actually, I think one of my friends is doing this. They said that, all right, they're going to cut out sugar 7 days from now. They want 7 more days of sugar. It's fine. There is no right or wrong way. But the biggest thing is self-command. Now, what does the self-command muscle allow you to do? Okay, so we think about our ability to tell ourselves to push through a project, or to be nicer to someone, or stay with our loved one, or what have you. These self-command muscles don't only appear in terms of when it's time to, like, you know, eat something, but when it's time to do anything. How much agency do you have over yourself? Not at all times where things are good, but at times where you really would much rather do something else, you know? How much control and agency do you have over yourself then, when you would rather do something, you know, else other than, like, let's say you wanted a piece of cake and you're like, you know, your life depends on it. Or let's say there's some money put in front of you and you shouldn't take it. Like, how much? No, just kidding. I think I may be inflating those, but hopefully it makes sense in terms of the self-command. Now, that's with the mind. So really controlling the mind and operating it. Then you have the mental. There's a lot of stuff that we put in our body in terms of, like, the news, or whether it be social media or things that we listen to, or what have you. But I think the biggest thing with that is that we give ourselves a time or a chance to process it all, because we're very stimulated, and then even think for ourselves, right? Like, what's going on, versus it having to be validated through someone else. There'll be some amazing, beautiful thoughts about the entire, you know, world and universe from a person just going into their own universe. Which takes me, lastly, in terms of the universe piece, is that the physical piece. I mean, you know, the body will go into a regenerative state that when you give it less of that other stuff, unless it's some really amazing food. And usually we eat too much. So there aren't even, there's a, for me to even say, oh, it's going to food, this little bit of food is going to do you a great job. There's not even enough information out there. Because we eat so much as a species. You need water for survival, but we eat grossly way more than we should. Now, if you're working out or doing whatever, it makes sense that people are more hungry. But typically, we're like, you know, they say, like, back in the biblical days or whatever, eating manna or rice or whatever, those things were to carry you for a long distance, versus now, we may eat all that and just sit right down. So, but there's nothing wrong with that, because I'm a big fan of food. I'm a foodie myself. So, you know, love and light and salute to all those who, no matter where you are in the spectrum. So, yeah, I am excited to be sharing this with you all, you know, March 1st through 21st, 2021. And I wish you the best of luck. Feel free to send me a message if you want some help what you're going to do. So me, I think I've told you everything as far as the physical stuff. I'm actually going to be, and getting up at 6 a.m. And those are my commitments. And sending love and light to you all. This is the Universal Love Movement with your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore. Happy fasting as you reflect on your universe. This is the Universal Love Movement. Love yourself. Hello, universe. fast for this year. All right. Peace and love.